now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everybody. Mayor Kel Palguda isn't here today, and it's going to be hard to fill his shoes, but I'm Vice Mayor Lori Hunt, and with me today I have Councilwoman April Hepperly. Hey, April.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. We are going to try our best to do this radio show for him, and you guys might have to cut us a little bit of slack. But anyway, we're so glad to be here, and we got Mason here with us. I want to say spinning the records. I called him a DJ, and that was wrong. That might tell you how old I am. But anyway, thanks, Mason, for you being here as well. So, April, yeah, I heard you have a new business in town that you want to give a little shout-out to.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to put a little spotlight on our newest business in Prescott Valley. She just had her grand opening this past weekend, Freedom Core Pilates on Florentine, just west of Robert Road. Your first class is free, and it is an introduction to the reformer, which is what the machine is called that you use in there. So you go in there, doesn't matter. I had never done it before, and she takes you through a whole half hour about how to use it, and then building from there, moving on. So, yeah, definitely check it out, Freedom Core Pilates.
I'm going to have to get that address from you because I have too much COVID on me. you and I just toured on Friday. Actually, there were other council members there too. We toured Casa for Kids, which is, let's call them a new nonprofit on Bob Drive. And so, originally they were in Prescott and they've moved over here and they've hired an executive director and they have a staff and everything. They remodeled what used to be the old town hall and it's absolutely beautiful. You and I got to tour with the interior designer and she did a great job, but they help foster families. So if you have a teenager and you're a foster parent and she needs a prom dress or a laptop or something, They do a lot of that work, and it's a work, it's a niche that really needs to happen for those kids. So what was your favorite part of that tour?
Probably the room packed with toys.
Yeah, that was fun. That was so much fun. They had a infant room, and then they had like the next level up room, and there was a lot of toys.
And this, if there's a birthday or something that comes up that somebody needs to just stop in and get a gift for one of the kids in the program, they have a room full of brand new in the box toys that they can grab. So
that was cool. So, that was really, really fun. But there's a whole bunch of businesses in that nonprofit in that area. So Prescott Valley is home to several nonprofits. We have Casa for Kids there, but then we also have, the Child Abuse Council, and we toured that, had a conversation there. They're a state agency here in Prescott, and you met their executive director.
I don't know if you want to save this one for the next section. It's kind of a long story.
Okay, we're wrapping up. Mason's giving us the cue. So we're going to a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane. name that's tried and true. There is propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Looking for the easiest way to sell your home? Sell it to Open Door. You won't have to make repairs yourself or have a bunch of showings or wait months to sell. Instead, just go to opendoor.com and get an offer in a few steps. It's that simple. You'll know exactly how much you'll get and can close when you're ready. That's Open Door, the easiest way to sell your home. Get your free offer at opendoor.com/myoffer. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage Inc., license 0206-1130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage LLC in its other markets.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Okay, still not Kel Palguda. It's actually Vice Mayor Lori Hatt and Council Member April Hepperly. And we're happy to be here. So we were talking about how proud Prescott Valley was to be the home of many nonprofits on Bob Drive. And we talked about CASA for Kids, and then we started talking about the child abuse, which is state agency with their home seat here in Prescott Valley.
Yeah. Prevent Child Abuse Arizona, the only state agency that is housed in Prescott Valley.
Yeah. So
and the director over there is Claire, and she is amazing. And I actually met her separately from Prevent Child Abuse Arizona in her free time, which I can't imagine that she has much, but she still takes time to put together these programs. I don't know if you're familiar with live action role play. It is basically when a whole bunch of people get dressed up and they bring, I guess, video games to life, really. You're wizards and mages and monsters. But the way that she designs it is it's all about team building for teens. So we do these programs in connection in conjunction with the Prescott Valley Teen Library, and so they are an amazing resource and help to us. And ideally, we do one a year. Last year's got canceled, of course, but I'm hoping to get that going again. And it's just a really great way to bring some teens together to try something new and to get some positive adult influence who might not otherwise receive it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then on that same facility, we have Yavapai Family Advocacy Center, and they work a lot with domestic violence. And Missy and her team over there just does a beautiful job. So anyway, we're proud that we have those nonprofits here. And then yesterday, April and I had the opportunity to talk to Linda from First Things First, and they have a really unique role that they play in Yavapai County. Linda has a 11-member board, and she just does a lot to promote children, and there's no income level or anything like that. I'm going to give April opportunity to talk a little bit more about it, but we're going to give a shout-out to you, Linda, because I know you're listening.
Linda has a really good mission and passion for the mission. First things first, core message, 90% of a child's brain growth happens in the first 5 years. The job of helping kids get ready for school starts the day they're born. Strong families are the building blocks of strong communities. It's crucial that parents have the tools they need to support children with stable, nurturing environments in their earliest years. Important skills like problem solving, communication, self-control, and getting along with others start to develop in the early years. Successful people share these traits, and we must give children the tools to develop these essential skills. Kids who start behind usually stay behind when they get to school. We need to invest in all kids in the early years so they are prepared and ready to succeed on their first day of kindergarten. And this isn't just about people with kids. It's real easy to think, well, I don't have kids or my kids are out of the house, but we need to remember that every kid is a part of the future, is the next generation. And that's, you know, so it's workforce development. It's building their skills so that they can, so they grow up and can continue to help our town grow and be a fantastic place to live. So it's important for everybody to be involved in the early development of our kids. And it's not a nonprofit, as she was explaining to us. Arizonans voted to create a cigarette tax, right, where they are completely funded from. So their funding is guaranteed every year. First Things First dedicates more than $130 million to support strong families, improve early learning opportunities for kids birth to five, and promote better health for young kids.
Great, so. Linda. So I hope that was a good enough shout out. And you've appointed April and I kind of your mouth in Prescott Valley, and we're going to commit to doing that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about our last meeting we had, which was last Thursday. And, oh, by the way, all of you that tune in to listen to our meetings, we won't be meeting tomorrow. So we always meet on the second and fourth Thursdays at 5:30. And usually always on the first and third Thursdays when we do work study, but we don't have anything on the agenda for this Thursday, so we will not be meeting. So I want to talk a little bit about our March 11th meeting. And one of the really fun things we did, and we'll talk more about with Anthony when he comes on from Parks and Rec, but we approved a new restaurant at Mountain Valley Park. So that's over there by the soccer fields, across kind of from the pool. Restaurant. Sorry.
We did?
Restroom by the soccer field across from where the pool is. So you've had kiddos that have been out there. You even talked about 4th of July where you had to run and find a restroom. So now there's going to be less of a waiting line.
The new restroom is very close to the old restroom. It's in between the big soccer field and the skate park is where it's going to be over there, right off the – so near the big playground. And I think he said three stalls on each side is what it's going to be. So
it'll be nice.
Very nice.
It'll be very nice. So that was one thing I know that the mayor heard a lot of, you know, fix the restrooms at Mountain Valley. So we are checking that off the list. The other thing we did also at Mountain Valley is, you know, that pool at Mountain Valley, I know I do water aerobics there, is a salt chlorine pool. And so we got a new generator system there. So hopefully the pool will be in better working condition now that we have that. The other thing I wanted to chat a little bit about was the other awesome thing we did, we actually did this on February 25th, but we are purchasing new software, and it's called Water Smart Customer Portal. And so what that's going to do is it provides the town with the ability to use this information for real-time water leak notification, online water budgeting, tiered rates management, conservation, and direct outreach to customers. So the awesome thing about this, instead of going 30 days with a leak and you not even knowing it and you paying extra money for water, you can know that very day. And then the other awesome thing, which April sits on the committee for, the commission for, is it's going to help us conserve more water. Mm-hmm. So that is awesome.
We also approved an injection well in the kind of in that same area of the park, and that's actually going to put water from our treatment plant back into the water to bring the water table up.
Back into the ground.
Back into the ground.
Yeah. I worry that people think that the treated water is going right back into the to the system, and then it's going to come out of their tap the next day, and that is not how the water works in the ground.
Right.
The all of our treated water is already getting put back in the ground, but just much more slowly than it will be now that we have an actual injection well.
Right. So that's very exciting. It'll be the first one up here in this area, I think. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of them down in the valley, but this is the first one we're going to have here. So I like to talk about restaurants, not restrooms. one of my favorite restaurants now, since I'm kind of in a healthier eating plan, is Mod Pizza. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love Mod Pizza. You can make your own salad. Mm-hmm. You can make your own pizza.
Gluten-free.
The crust is thin. It's awesome. So stop by some of our restaurants, shop locally. That's how we survive in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm. We are going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Extra, read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Lynx Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hours shuttle meets each Verde Lynx bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my egg sit.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC Connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
It's still not Kel. I'm sorry. You're here with Councilwoman April Hepperly and Vice Mayor Lori Hunt. And another exciting thing that we had happen last week, we had a couple ribbon cuttings, but one was for the new viewpoint connector in Prescott Valley. So you can now get off 89A onto Viewpoint and take it all the way to the Civic Center, which is nice if you happen to work in the Civic Center for us. And there's also another connection from Viewpoint to Long Mesa. Long Mesa goes all the way through to Viewpoint now. So if you maybe don't need to go all the way to 89A, you can take Viewpoint to Long Mesa, and then that'll shoot you over to Robert, and you can continue on your way from there. There is a traffic control change now on Viewpoint and Spouse. Spouse used to have free flow through there. And now there's a stop sign, so Spouse has to stop for Viewpoint. And the reason that we did that, a traffic control study was done by an independent contractor, and they estimate that about 5,000 cars a day will eventually be using Viewpoint. That's going to take 4,000 off of the over 10,000 cars a day that are using Robert right now, and then 1,000 off of Glassford. So once we, you know, it's new right now, it's quiet, it seems like those stop signs are kind of silly when there's more traffic on Spouse than Viewpoint, but it's going to happen. The traffic is going to be there, and we're just trying to keep everyone safe, so.
Yeah, and that was interesting last week when Norm is our public works director, and he got up and said, actually, traffic is going to reduce on Robert, and it even looked like a little bit of a reduction on 89A with the opening of Viewpoint. Mm-hmm. So that's all really interesting. The other exciting project we have for our kiddos, and I'm especially excited about this because my husband, Dean Hunt, shout out to you, babe, works at Coyote Springs Elementary. He's lead maintenance there. And with Community Development Block Grant, which is a federal funding program, we got $500,000, and then the town matched it with $100,000, and we are going to put sidewalks on the west side of, is it Cattle Truck, April? No, I'm sorry. Yes, Cattle Truck Drive. So we are going to have 2,000 feet on the west side of Cattle Track sidewalk improvements for the kiddos to walk there. And then there's also going to be there's this awesome connection off of Powers Avenue, so from Cattle Track to Antelope Park, and then a small connection so the kids have a sidewalk going straight into Coyote Springs Elementary. So little by little through the years, Coyote's one of the last schools for us to improve with sidewalks, or we like to call it walkability. And so this year was Coyote's turn, and we're very excited about that. It's going to happen during the summertime because we plan ahead, and we're not going to do it when the kids are in school, but when they get back, there's going to be a shiny sidewalk there. So what's next, April? We're going to talk a little bit about fentanyl, illegal fentanyl, actually. So fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid, sorry about that, similar to morphine, but 50 to 100 times more potent. In its prescription form, it is prescribed for pain, but fentanyl is also made illegally and distributed as a street drug. Illegal fentanyl is sold as a powder or made into pills that look like prescription opioids. So the problem we have or have had is that people are bringing it up from Phoenix, these mimic pills we like to call them, which actually has illegal fentanyl in it. And if you can picture a packet of sugar like Sweet and Low or regular sugar, and if possible, this is your challenge for this week, if you could pour the thing of sugar out and count out 7 little specks of sugar, and if you could do that, anything more than 7 is what could kill somebody if it's put into mimic Xanax. So imagine how hard that is for the bad guys that are making these pills to just count, because they could probably care less if they count out 7 or 11 or 20 or 25. So that's the problem we're having. Actually, the mayor and I, back in the fall, were approached by Nikki, who's a very powerful mom in the Humboldt Unified School District, and we sat down with her, and she's like, my kids are losing friends. We can't do this anymore. We've lost 2 14-year-olds and a 17-year-old to illegal fentanyl, and she said, we need to do something about it. So we formed this illegal fentanyl group, and it has just gone like crazy. I'm just so proud of it. I just can't explain how wonderful this is. Our second meeting, which was this last couple weeks, April participated, and we have 3 goals. One of them has to do with, okay, what's next? We have kids saying that we don't have enough to do in Prescott.
Prescott Valley, and so we have to create things to do. And so that's one of it. Next steps, work with the YMCA, work with the Boys and Girls Club, work with the churches. Then the second one is community outreach. How can we get the word out? How can we make sure kids know why this is so dangerous? And then the third group was to establish better partners. April, you were in the one that had to do with next steps. What did you learn there?
The focus of our group was what is out there for these youth to do aside from drugs, basically, which is kind of an age-old question. My group was led by Brianna King, who was recently selected for the Board of Adjustment. So congratulations, ma'am. She's amazing. And so high energy. Monster knew what they were doing when they hired her, that is for sure. she led our group with just an incredible amount of energy and so many ideas and just working on what can we do? How can we make Prescott Valley better for our kids and for our teens? One of the big ones that kept coming up over and over is just different ways that we can basically take back our skate park. The skate park is I was thinking about it on the way over here. The amazing thing about the skate park is that is an outdoor activity that kids still love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of kids that want to be over there skateboarding instead of playing video games, and we should applaud that. We should, you know, that should be a great aspect. And so how can we just make it a more positive environment, maybe bring some activities to the skate park that kind of help expand its exposure as a family-friendly place for kids to be, and then it's also free, which is nice. And there's a lot of the town has a lot of great programs that are free or inexpensive, and they're already in place. It's just a matter of how can we make them more accessible or get the word out more to people who maybe don't know about it. So while the YMCA and, you know, the big picture things are amazing and will provide so many options, we don't want to wait. We don't want to, well, you know, when we have this, when we get that, what can we do right now to make it better?
Right. And the YMCA in Prescott Valley is a reality. Council has put a couple hundred thousand dollars into it to kind of boost it along and make it happen and get some benefactors. And so they are working on that. But we had to take this fentanyl by the horns. We're working very closely. Actually, we're working group under MapForce. Shout out to Mary Lee and her staff there at MapForce. They do a wonderful job. But we want to have as much of an impact on fentanyl as MapForce had on meth. When they pretty much took care of it in our area, there was less arrests, there was less convictions. We want to have that same thing with fentanyl. So signs of an overdose. Let me tell you this, because this is really interesting, and I learned a lot from this. Unconsciousness, of course, so very small pupils, slow or shallow breathing, vomiting, an inability to speak, faint, heart attack, limp arms and legs, pale skin, purple lips, and fingernails. So those are a sign of an overdose. So like April was talking, we want to try to find alternatives to house parties. So if you have any ideas, you need to reach out to us. My email is lhunt@pvaz.net. So please, please, please reach out to us. If you have any ideas, even if they cost money, please reach out to us, because we're willing to write grants, and MapForce does have some funding for things like this. So we are, sorry. So we have to keep talking about restaurants. I think I might be hungry because I called restrooms restaurants earlier. So anyway, your favorite restaurant is, Dina and I were talking about this the other day, because I said April's favorite restaurant is on Spouse, right?
Plaza Bonita.
Plaza Bonita, and mm-hmm. We couldn't find it, but we want to go there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go
there. You couldn't
find
it just driving up and down?
No, we were trying to Yelp it.
Oh.
Plaza Bonita.
It's been there for...
Okay, so I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, it's on Spouse, just on the east side of Robert Road.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go there. You
right
said it's
there.
The best Mexican around.
Good. My son is a fajita connoisseur.
Oh, is he?
Yes, yeah, so he can basically list the top 10 fajita places in the Quad City area. the plaza's right up at the top.
Yeah. Well, let's give a shout out to Casa Perez too, because they were doing so well. Even during COVID, they expanded into Dewey, and that's like practically within walking distance for us. So I'm glad that they're there, and I hear a lot of good things about them as well. And then we have a couple new restaurants coming. We have an Asian fusion restaurant coming to what used to be Iron Cass.
I'm very excited about that.
Bento boxes, and I think sushi as well. It's in that center with Sprouts and Dick. So
we definitely need more Chinese food.
That's going to be very, sure. very cool. And then we also have Rose's Pizza coming mm-hmm. from Prescott, mm-hmm. and they're going in by the theater, which used to be Garcia's. So we're super excited about that.
And we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Phoenix area attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. 6730 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 230, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85253. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only.
We're KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A Houston, Texas man has been arrested for alleged sexual assault at a Prescott motel.
Officers were called to the motel on East Sheldon Street at around 2:30 Saturday morning.
A 45-year-old female victim reported being physically assaulted, held against her will, and then sexually assaulted by a male suspect who was still in a motel room at that location.
Prescott Police Lieutenant John Brambilla explains the 31-year-old suspect is now in custody.
Officers located Michael T. Butler in one of the rooms of the motel. The suspect was contacted contacted on site and detained. He was transported to the Prescott Police Department and interviewed by detectives.
Butler is facing charges of aggravated assault, kidnapping, and sexual assault. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
A nationwide search will be used in the search for a new town manager.
Town officials have hired the search firm of Peckman McKinney to recruit a replacement for manager Larry Tarkowski, who stepped aside in January but won't officially retire until May 15th. Deputy town manager Ryan Judy has been filling in the interim, but he has decided to put off applying for the position at this time. Judy says he looks forward to many more years of service to Prescott Valley residents in his current role. The typical time frame to bring a new manager on board is 3.5 months. Prescott Valley officials are hopeful a new manager will be on board by July 1st. The process will include development of a candidate profile, nationwide recruitment, selection of candidates, presentations, interviews, and a final vote by town council members on an appointment. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear and breezy overnight tonight, sunshine tomorrow, with mostly clear skies in the forecast for the rest of the week. Expect a low right around 26 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 57, Thursday high of 64. 29 for the low in Cottonwood tonight with a high tomorrow 65, 71 for the high on Thursday. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Senator Karen Fann is looking out for rural Arizona. Fann supports legislation that is crucial to our rural way of life. It will create opportunities for horsemen across the state while expanding a marketplace for agriculture right here at home and further support rural jobs. Senator Fann is a champion for rural Arizona. Thank you, Senator Fann. This message paid for by the Arizona Farm and Ranch Group, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a business owner or manager, you want to be on top of the latest issues and opportunities. This is what we offer you as a member of the Prescott Valley Chamber. Hi, I'm Marnie Yule, President and CEO. Join the Prescott Valley Chamber and let our staff help you expand your presence in the community. We are nationally accredited, and your success means everything. Call us at 928-772-8857 or online at pvchamber.org. Let's grow together, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey there, Mayor Palguda. Hopefully we did okay in your shoes today. We've had a lot of fun. So we were talking about restaurants, I think, because I'm hungry. But Mason wanted us to give a shout out to the donut hole there on the 69 in Prescott Valley. You know, we were talking about have a taco and then have a great big apple fritter. So shout out to the donut hole. I know that's a favorite place to a lot of people. So we get to today talk to Anthony Durham, who's not a new employee to Prescott Valley because he was in our Human Resources Department, and then Casey Van Heren, our magnificent Community Services Director, stole him to work in the Community Services Department, which is now a super agency with Arts, Parks, Recreation, and Library under it. And there are so many exciting things happening in there. We can hardly wait. But last segment, Anthony, we were talking about our fentanyl working group, and you and Bobby were there last time. And I want to give you a great big thank you. You were in the same committee as April was. I want to thank you guys for being there.
Well, thank you. It was a great opportunity. It was nice to see the community coming together for a common goal of trying to stop this deadly drug that's out there. And and trying to find better avenues for the community to get out of these tough situations.
Right, and Prescott Valley is committed to creating more things for our teens to do. That's
yeah, and that's, you know, with the Community Services Department, that comes right into play with me, with my new position of Special Events Coordinator. We're definitely trying to get new events and new activities for the youth and for the public to be a part of and to enjoy the good things that the town of Prescott Valley can bring to a family.
Right, and we're becoming a younger community, so we need to have things, the mayor likes to say, we need to have things for everybody to do. And so that's kind of our goal, and we have a niche here to work with teens, and that's something we're going to do. My counterpart here, April Hepperly, sent out a post on Facebook. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Just yesterday when I found out that Lori and I were going to be co-hosting today, I just wanted to find out from everybody out there what they wanted to hear us talk about. And so one of the questions we got was, what is Prescott Valley doing to help promote a healthier lifestyle among its residents? So I was hoping you could touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, of course. You know, with Community Service Department, we're definitely looking for more opportunities and chances for the residents to have a healthier lifestyle of getting out there to the parks. There's a lot of people here that don't know that Prescott Valley has 28 parks. They might just know the few that they see here and there, but yeah, we have 28 fantastic parks. Some of them are small, just kind of for those neighborhoods, and we have bigger ones that have trail systems and lakes and fishing opportunities and art that is displayed at those parks. It's a great place to just get out with your families and explore a little bit. We have plenty of classes that are held at the Civic Center and Boys and Girls Club of karate. There's dancing classes. There's musical classes. There's crafting classes. We have an instructor that teaches to make cards that you can give away as like greeting cards and holiday cards and things like that. So there's plenty of opportunities to get out there and develop and make some new friends and find new skill set that you might not know that you were interested in. One of the cool things right now is Isabella Chuning, our arts coordinator. She's working on having UR codes at our art pieces. So as you walk around and see the art, you can scan the code and it gives you a description of what the art is and who made it and what it represents and a little backstory about it. We're hoping to get that up soon. It's a program I know she's been working hard on to get that out to the people to know that there's wonderful artwork that the community is developing and to just make a day of it and just travel and see all these wonderful things. Our trails, we're working on continuing to better our trails, and hopefully in the future we grow off of that and develop more trails. We have the summer, the pools opening up pretty soon coming up. So that's a great opportunity to take out your family for just some family fun, just to get out to the pool on those hot days and relax and enjoy it. So yeah, there's definitely some great opportunities for health and wellness, and we are going to continue to develop that as we grow as a town.
We talked about that before you came in. We talked about the new restrooms at Mountain Valley, and we also talked about the new chlorine pump thing for the pool.
Yeah, so the pool, it's getting some revamp on it. And
facelift.
And just a little facelift on it, and it'd be, it's going to be little pieces here and there, but yes, we're putting some time and some effort into it to make it better for the community.
Well, we want to talk about some of the events, but we were also talking about what was on the agenda on March 11th, and one of the things that council approved was the 2021 4th of July fireworks. And I know that's one of April's favorite event, and it's on, but you rebranded it red, white, and
boom.
Yeah. You know, I started doing some research, and that's one of our biggest events that draws in the most of the community and surrounding communities. People come from Phoenix and Flagstaff and stuff because we put on such a great 4th of July. And it was just named 4th of July. Why not have a name with that? And so people can say, oh, yeah, I'm going to Red, White, and Boom this year. And, you know, just to design a logo and put the name on it and kind of brand it as one of our events, it's awesome. It was one of the only events that we put on that didn't really have anything to make it stand out. But this year, we're definitely going forward and going to make this a better 4th of July event, since last year's was pretty much canceled except for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What other events do you have to talk to us about?
So Eggstravaganza, that's another one of our popular events during the springtime. Lots of kids like to come out and enjoy that. We had to make some changes this year. Restrictions when we started planning it was a little tighter. So it's a drive-through experience that we are doing at Fane Park on March 27th from 10 to 12. It's a drive-through experience just like the Valley of Lights. You'll come down the road and go into the parking lot and then back out on 5th Street. And it's going to be a great time. We sat down, we planned this, we've set up some decorations. There's going to be an Easter egg scavenger hunt from your vehicle that you're going to try to find the eggs that are built and set up throughout the park. There's going to be some scenes as you go through to keep an eye out for. The Easter Bunny will be there and hanging out and waving to the kids and enjoying it. We're going to have sponsors that are going to be in the parking lot. They're going to have booths handing out goodie bags and pamphlets and things for the kids. Live performances. We thought about how could we, you know, make it interesting for when they're there. So we have De Palmas Martial Arts doing live performances. We have Lessons by Lexi performing as well. And it's just going to be a cool opportunity as you drive through to look out your windows and just see multiple things going on. AZ Hometown Radio will be there. They're going to set up on 106.7. They're going to have kid-friendly music that you can tune into, and they'll have kid-friendly music playing in the cars as you're driving through. So it's going to be – it's different. It's something new. Instead of canceling it, we made the tweaks, but I think the tweaks that we made to it, it's going to be a fun event no matter what.
And once you're done driving through, if the kids are all hyped up and ready to get out and run around, like you said, there's 28 other parks that everyone is more than welcome to head to and enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a great opportunity. Just you're already out and about. Go hit up some of these parks and see what they offer.
Other than Mountain Valley, what's your favorite park?
My favorite park? My kids love Bob Edwards. That's one of the ones they love because they have the playground, but then they have huge fields they can just go run around. They like taking kites out there. It's a huge field. They're loving that the splash pad is going to be heading that direction. So then they're like, oh, during the summertime we can play, and then there will be that feature as well. And they're excited about the YMCA also coming to that region. So it's really going to bring that corner to a very popular area of this town.
What about you, Councilwoman Hepperly? What's your favorite park?
Pronghorn Park.
Okay.
It has a baseball field, so yeah. That's kind of our, well, that's our priority when choosing parks.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. My favorite one is the Quailwood Park where I live. There's a lot of fun, and there's a great big field, and you can walk it. It's actually a blast. What other events do you have for us?
There was one thing I wanted to touch base on with Eggstravaganza, too, that the park will be closed Friday night at 7. It'll be locked down, and it will not reopen to the public till after the event, so we're anticipating about a 1 p.m. open back up on Saturday. It's kind of a rough estimate of 1 p.m. just because we have to make sure all the crowd gets out from the event itself, but that's the only thing I wanted to add to that. Another event that we have coming up that's an annual event is our Movie Under the Stars. I know that the community loves that. It gives them a chance to be out and about on Friday nights with their families to enjoy some movies. This year, we came in and I made it a theme. Instead of just having random movies, we're calling it Calling All Superheroes. So every movie is going to be a superhero-themed movie. We're going to mix it up with animated movies, with live-action movies, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to try to incorporate costume contests with the kids to show up in their costumes and to be a part of the community and dress up. And a lot of people are just cooped up, and they want to be done, and this is a great way to let them out and let them be out there having fun, enjoying a movie with their family, coming out with a picnic-style dinner. I know that my family loves sitting down on a blanket and having that meal and watching a movie together. But starting on May 28th through July 2nd, on every Friday night, 7:45 to 8 is the start time for movies, depending on when it gets dark. But all of them will be at the Civic Center Theater on the Green, except for June 4th, which will be our drive-in movie, which that will be at the Finley Toyota Center in their parking lot.
That's awesome. I know somebody really good at dressing up, one of these two council members sitting here, and it's not me.
Well, I was going to say, is it open to any age is allowed to dress up, or is it just encouraged for kids?
Any age is allowed to dress up. We are not going to hold it
good
back.
Good answer.
Any age can do it.
Good answer.
But and all of these events that I've said are free to the public. We're not charging anything. Even 4th of July, I know the 4th of July, a lot of people tend not to come because the wristbands cost a lot, and we understand that. So this year we're making the effort to cover that 100% and making it free for all kids so that anybody in our community can actually enjoy that event without having the feeling that they can't do it because of the funds for their family.
So we're wrapping up here. On behalf of the town of Prescott Valley, Mayor Kel Palguda, Vice Mayor Lori Hunt, and Council Member April Hepperly.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Extra, read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Lynx Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hour shuttle meets each Verde Lynx bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my eggs sit.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori Hunt, Vice Mayor. Thank you for your grace for Councilwoman Hepperly and I today in place of Mayor Kel Palguda. We talked about some really good things. We talked about Parks and Rec and our events. We talked about First Things First, and their email, if you like more information, is firstthingsfirst.org. We also talked about fentanyl and the impacts that it is having on our youths. youth, and more information on that you can find at mapforce.org, and you can always go to pvaz.net for more information on the town. And finally, in order to get in contact with me, you can reach me at lhunt@pvaz.net. And I have office hours between 10 and 12-ish on Wednesdays. April.
And my email address is A. Hepperle. I'm going to spell that for you. H-E-P as in Paul, P as in Paul, E-R-L-E at pvaz.net. I'm on Facebook, and my phone number is 928-273-0443. So reach out.
That's great. We've had fun today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
maybe we'll let Kel come back.
Maybe.
Next month, I don't
know.
Hey,
maybe we should tell him that he doesn't have to. That was kind of fun. So we talked about not meeting on Thursday because it's a study session.
So then the following Thursday, we'll just continue back to our regular scheduled council meeting,
right,
not a work study.
Right.
So we're just missing a work study this month.
And we meet on the 2nd and 4th in the library.
And the work studies are open to the public. I've discovered a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
It's the whole point of the council meeting is it's an open meeting. So you can watch it on the local TV network. You can watch it online. You can come in and have a seat. I can't guarantee it's going to be super exciting. Sometimes it's a little long-winded, but yeah, we love, there's so much going on, so it's always good to hear it firsthand.
Right, so that's at pvaz.net or Channel 56. So we've been happy to be here, and thank you very much, and we want to thank the fabulous Mason.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec B Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.